Good afternoon, another beautiful afternoon in progress across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine, low humidity, and a bit of a breeze. Temperatures will continue to climb and reach afternoon highs generally in the middle to upper 70s. It'll be clear and cool tonight with high pressure again overhead, and temperatures will drop back into the comfortable 50s, although some upper 40s will be common across the higher terrain. It looks like that high pressure center will hang on through the weekend and keep skies mostly sunny, especially tomorrow. Humidity will continue to be in check as temperatures climb up into the lower 80s. A disturbance along the eastern seaboard will generate mainly some high cloudiness on Sunday. This will filter out some of the sunshine from time to time, but still enough sun to get us back into the lower 80s and it will be dry. A mixture of sunshine and clouds on Monday as the humidity starts to creep back in, a more summer-like feel with highs again in the lower to mid-80s. A disturbance will eject out of the Ohio Valley and through the northeast on Tuesday. We'll still have some sunshine, but also the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms as highs reach again in the lower to middle 80s. Behind that disturbance, back to dry weather for Wednesday and Thursday, though the humidity will be on the rise again. With a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures will be back up into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the southeast along the central Gulf Coast will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms with moderate rain at times through tomorrow. Saturday evening, the showers and thunderstorms will expand northward into parts of the mid-Atlantic region. Flash flood watches have been issued for most of Georgia and northern Florida due to this system. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Erin, located about 430 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands. Maximum sustained winds are 40 miles per hour, and Erin is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue, with some decrease in forward speed during the next couple of days, and some slow strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. And closer to the lower 48, the Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad low-pressure system accompanied by a large area of disorganized cloudiness and showers located over the northern Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. Little or no development of the low is expected while it remains over land. However, there is potential for the development to continue after the disturbance moves over the Gulf of Mexico later today. After that time, the low is forecast to move toward the central Gulf of Mexico, where upper-level winds would only favor slow development, if any. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Embarrass, Minnesota, West Yellowstone, Montana, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 95, set in 1959, and the record low, 41, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with just a slight risk of a passing shower in the mountains and closer to the Canadian border today. Otherwise, partly sunny and highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, pleasantly mild today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, pleasantly mild today, with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, low humidity, lower 80s. A few more clouds Sunday, but still plenty of sun, dry in the lower 80s. On Monday, higher humidity, but still a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. Just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday in the lower 80s, and warm with increasing humidity and highs in the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.